We certainly are pleased with what happened today in the Senate. We appreciate the Senate passing this bill. It is slightly different than the House version, so what we're hoping is that the Senate and House can work together to pass a bill that's more in line with the House, which covers all handheld cell phone use, whereas the Senate only covers texting, and that would not have applied in Jake's case.
I understand. So it's all handheld use. Even though the House version, I understand the penalty is 1 year in jail, whereas the Senate version, it's 3 years.
Yes, that is true. But we feel like any jail time, especially, you know, something that's at least a year, will be a deterrent. And the bill is really about not punishment, it's about deterrence. What we want is people to take heed and to realize that this is a dangerous behavior and that they need to stop in order to save lives.
It really needs a change in the law to deter that kind of behavior, because people will say they might not use their cell phones or text while driving, but they still do it, right?
Yes, that is what they do. And I think part of it is that, you know, it's become sort of a socially accepted thing. And people think that they're the ones that can do it safely, even though studies show that really no one can.
And is this one of those offenses drivers think it's only illegal if I get caught, like speeding?
I think it is, but in a way, it is really where drunk driving used to be before states started to pass tougher penalty laws. So, you know, with that in mind, what we're trying to say is that, much like drunk driving, attitudes need to change about this behavior.